lessons from the Quran. Lessons from the Quran. It speaks to the soul, it shapes the way. The Quran turns darkness into day. Lessons from the Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The noble prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that on the day of resurrection the person closest to him will be the one who recited the most durood-e-pak salutations upon him was living in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today you will observe a new series concerning the Quranic examples and their lessons. In this series, you will observe many great benefits, insha'Allah, concerning the majestic Quran. The majestic Quran is the incomparable speech of the Almighty Lord. He is the only one worshipped, the sole creator, and the true owner of the entire universe. He is the sustainer of all the worlds and manages the system of the entire universe in the most organized manner. Every good fortune in this world and the hereafter is truly in His power. He bestows upon whom He wills, and He deprives whom He wills. He grants honor to whom He wills and subjects whom He wills to humiliation and disgrace. He guides whomever He wills and He misguides whomever He wills. Allah Almighty revealed this discourse upon the chief of messengers, the crown of both worlds, the peerless beloved, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The purpose was so that through this discourse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could invite people to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the true religion. He was to warn them about the consequences of polytheism, disbelief and disobedience. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides people away from the dark paths of disbelief, polytheism and sins and towards the illuminated and straight path of faith and Islam. He makes the path to success and prosperity easy for them in this world and the hereafter. The honor and greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the majestic Quran is not attained by any other speech. It is narrated from Hadith Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever is kept busy by the Quran from remembering me and asking of me, I will give him something better than what I give those who ask." The excellence of the speech of Allah over other speech is like the excellence of Allah over His entire creation. The majestic Quran was revealed in the most eloquent language in the world, Arabic. This was so the people would understand it. There would be no excuse remaining for the dwellers of Arabia and the disbelievers of Quraysh. They would not be able to say that they were hearing a speech that they could not understand. Therefore, the Lord of Majesty and Glory permanently removed their excuse. He revealed the majestic Quran in the most eloquent language in Arabic. For the guidance and instruction of this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam adopted various means, styles and methods in the Quran and the Sunnah. One method is to explain a point to the addressee through examples. This is an excellent style of communication. In this style, a clear reality is likened to something tangible and clear, enabling the speaker to highlight the point or bring it closer to the understanding and consciousness of the addressee. It is narrated from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Indeed, the Quran was revealed upon five aspects. Number one, lawful. Number two, unlawful. Number three, precise. Number four, ambiguous. And number five, examples. Therefore, people should act upon the lawful, avoid the unlawful, follow the precise, believe in the ambiguous, and draw lessons and advice from the examples." Scholars state that there are three categories of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Number one, those whom Allah granted the light of intellect but did not give sensual desires. This creation is known as the angels. Number two, those who were given only sensual desires but were deprived from the lamp of intellect. This creation is known as the animals. Number three, those who were given both sensual desires and were adorned with the light of intellect. This allows this creation to differentiate between right and wrong, and this creation is called the human. Humans are divided into different intellectual levels. Some are highly intelligent, some are less intelligent, and some fall in between. The first level, i.e. the highly intelligent, immediately understands every single concept, whether rational or sensory. The second level requires considerable deliberation and thought to understand rational and academic matters. The third level understands intellectual realities with just a little attention. Since some humans are less intelligent or less perceptive to explain abstract or non-sensory concepts to them, one must rely on something they have seen, are familiar with, relate to their daily habits, and which they observe day and night. For instance, if one needs to explain to a less intelligent person that age is increasing quickly, making one's life shorter, one can easily use an example. One can say, look, it is like your nails and hair growing continuously, and you do not even realize it. The less intelligent person will understand this comparison because they consistently